This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It requires an investment and is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Allyn number two. On USA Radio Network, which means 7 o'clock East Coast, 4 o'clock West, one-third through the show. I am the warrior, your conservative warrior, Trump warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. This show comes to you from Las Vegas and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. First 100 get it. Make the call now, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. We'll take calls throughout the show, including right now, 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the country, 833-WAR-TALK, which is numerically 833-927-8255. 8255. So a bombshell new report is out indicating Lisa Page, that's the FBI lawyer and girlfriend of Peter Strzok, testified under oath that the FBI had no basis for the Mueller investigation. Duh, really? Is that like a big surprise? Who didn't know that? I mean, it's good to hear that she testified that, but who didn't know that? It was based on a FISA warrant that was a joke. That was paid for by the Hillary campaign and the DNC and was based on articles in liberal newspapers and liberal websites. Wow. That's quite an admission if true. I'm reading a report here. Quite an admission if true. The report comes from John Solomon at The Hill, who wrote on the basis of sources he heard Lisa Page's testimony concerning the text, then she and Peter Strzok exchanged regarding President Trump and alleged Russian collusion. In the midst of that testimony, Page confirmed what a text, which has long intrigued many, actually meant by saying that it was Strzok referring to the fact that the FBI had no basis for Robert Mueller's appointment and investigation, and that the text said, there's no big there there. It was May 19th, 2000. The text was allegedly deciphered by Page, was transmitted on May 19th, 2017. There's no big there there. Solomon reported The Hill, it's no longer in dispute they held animus for Donald Trump, who was a subject of their Russia probe, or that they openly discussed using the powers of their office to stop Trump from becoming president. The only question is whether any official acts they took in the Russian collusion probe were driven by those sentiments. The Justice Department Inspector General is endeavoring to answer that question. For any American who wants an answer sooner, there are just five words among the thousands of suggestive texts Page and Strzok exchange that you should read. There's no big there there. The date of that text long has intrigued investigators. It was 2 days after Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein named Special Counsel Robert Mueller to oversee an investigation into alleged collusion between Trump and the Russia campaign. Since the text was turned over to Congress, investigators wondered whether it referred to the evidence against the Trump campaign. This month, they finally got the chance to ask. Strzok declined to say, but Page, during a closed-door interview with lawmakers, confirmed in the most pained and contorted way that the message, in fact, referred to the quality of the Russian case. There is no there there. Wow. That's very, very important. That means the entire investigation is a lie. The entire Mueller investigation is a lie. There was nothing there, and yet they called it. It means Rosenstein needs to go to prison. It means Jeff Sessions, who recused himself and let Rosenstein take charge, is a bad guy. We already know the FISA was a joke. They gave him a warrant based on lies. The truth behind the Mueller probe is looking uglier and uglier. Pursuing bogus accusations without foundation is the very definition of a witch hunt. We don't know anything at all about the activities of Utah U.S. Attorney Peter Huber, who is investigating the potential abuse of U.S. intelligence apparatus for political purposes. That is the proper procedure for grand jury probes. But if Lisa Page is honestly answering questions under oath for a congressional committee, she probably is doing so in grand jury sessions. She's probably going to do so in grand jury sessions if summoned. All right, so there's lots of stuff going on behind the scenes that we just don't know about. But some more good stuff about Trump. I told you earlier, American steelworkers applaud Trump's trade agenda. U.S. has been taken advantage of for far too long. And then here's something else that's just not in the news. First of all, do you remember 2 weeks ago, Trump won at NATO. He got them to spend another $33 billion. Great negotiating. He hammered them. He hounded them. He embarrassed them. He belittled them. And eventually they gave in and gave $33 billion. Nobody talked about it. How do you win and win and win like Donald Trump and no one talks about it? And I've heard nothing in the news about North Korea reportedly dismantling key missile launch site. Great news. North Korea is dismantling facilities at one of their key launching stations in a possible attempt to fulfill a denuclearization pact. Satellite photos taken over the past few days show the regime has started disassembling parts of its Sohae satellite launching station. Great news. Nobody wants to talk about it. The liberal media doesn't put it in there. What the media does is just lie to you and lie to you and lie to you. I mean, they just lie every second of every day. They don't tell you the voters are dramatically, strongly opposed to illegal immigrants voting in local elections. Rasmussen just took the poll. 31% of likely U.S. voters favor letting illegals vote for local officials in the area where they live. 62% are opposed. 62-31, exactly double, are against it. And they say nothing about that in the news media. That's the same news media that lies to you and lies to you and lies to you. TV news gives migrants 120 times more airtime than victimized Americans. How do you like that one? More than 90% of the establishment media coverage is hostile towards President Trump and towards his immigration policy, says a report by the Media Research Center. 90% negative. The negative tone is a consequence of journalists' decision to frame nearly all of their coverage around the plight of those adversely affected by the administration's enforcement program rather than aiming at those harmed by illegal immigration or those who support enforcing existing law. Since January 2017, the evening news broadcast by CBS, NBC, and ABC have let only four victims of violence by illegal immigrants state their case on TV, while 478 migrants, illegal immigrants, and other foreigners are given time in front of the camera to make their case to the American people. During the 18 months of the Trump presidency, immigration has received more airtime on the three broadcast evening news shows than any other topic. The network's coverage has been relentlessly hostile, 92% negative, 8% positive. Largely because the newscasts have framed nearly all of their coverage around the plight of those adversely affected by the administration's enforcement agenda, meaning illegals, and have ignored law enforcement or anyone harmed by illegal immigration. Wow. Lopsided as it is, the network's preference for sound bites from Trump's victims don't fully count for the 92% negative news on the topic. Reporters and anchors themselves amplified the message of fear and dread, even terror, among those barred from entering the U.S. or facing deportation. On February 11th, 2017, NBC Nightly News, as the Obama-era policies were replaced, correspondent Gabe Gutierrez said families of undocumented immigrants say they're now living in fear. An immigration attorney in Atlanta says there is a sense of panic among her clients. On March 3rd, then-CBS Evening News anchor Scott Paley warned there's a growing sense of dread among immigrants in America. How about the sense of dread among Americans being murdered and raped and robbed by illegal immigrants? You ever try going into an illegal immigrant-majority neighborhood? No, Democrats don't do things like that. Democrat politicians and leaders don't do things like that. And here's another example of the propaganda. The Associated Press waits until the 24th paragraph of an article to admit that illegal aliens' deportation process started under Obama. Isn't that hilarious? You know, separating the kids from the parents started under Obama. Fact! Even the AP is willing to report the fact, but they waited until the 24th paragraph. This is an article about an illegal alien, Letty Stegall, deported earlier this year. Her family says they will not support President Donald Trump. Do you really believe any of them supported Trump to begin with? This is the idiocy of the Republican Party. Do you really worry about what an illegal immigrant thinks of you? Do you really worry about that? You can't be that dumb, right? Who cares what Letty Stegall, an illegal immigrant who's already been deported, thinks? Who cares what her family thinks? They're a bunch of liberals that vote for welfare and illegal immigration and open borders. They're not voting for you. She popped up on the radar after she was arrested on a DUI charge. 2012, when Obama was president. When Obama was president. She was deported this year. She says she's paying the price for a drunk driving arrest, but is convinced her deportation was unfair. It took the AP, Associated Press, from the 24th paragraph to admit Letty Stegall was arrested for drunk driving during the Obama years. Unbelievable. They just don't know how to tell the truth. And a new study's out. TV's war against Trump's immigration enforcement agenda. It's just non-stop attacks on Trump, attacks on Trump. Pro-illegal immigration, attacks on Republicans, attacks on anyone who wants to enforce the law, attacks on law enforcement. It's just amazing what communists we have in the media. Joe McCarthy was right, but he wasn't right in the 1950s. He was too early. Today, Joe McCarthy's right. Our education system, our government, all filled with cunt. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-9000. 800-965-1290.
War now.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Liberty Health Share is sponsoring this segment of the show. I can keep it really short. Most of you know how I feel about Liberty Health Share. I fired Aetna, my health insurance company. I signed up for Liberty Health Share for myself, my family, my kids. Healthcare is just a disaster since Obama became president. Completely unaffordable, and it covers nothing. And there's a better way. I'm living proof. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Join Wayne Root and many others all across this country. Thousands joining every day, 855-58-LIBERTY. For more information, it's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare, for sponsoring the show. libertyhealthshare.org. You don't need to wait for any stupid enrollment period, any stupid window. There are no windows. There is no enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare today. Right now is a good time. 855-58-LIBERTY. Trust me, I did. It's freedom. Freedom. All right, so I proved to you that the media is so against Trump. It's so ridiculous, especially when it comes to illegal immigration. And then you see this one. 22% of the U.S. population does not speak English at home. 13.5% of the U.S. population, 44 million, is foreign-born, the highest level ever. Many are not proficient in English, choosing to speak Spanish at home. A report from the Migration Policy Institute found 22% of U.S. households of the U.S. population does not speak English at home. The share was the highest in Nevada, where I live, 31%. Florida's second at 29%. Oh, my gosh. Nevada is the worst in the country? 31% don't speak English at home? Wow. Well, the number of immigrants in the last 8 years increased 9%. Foreign-born population surged 15% or more in 15 states. Those states are North Dakota, West Virginia, South Dakota, Delaware, Nebraska, Minnesota, Wyoming, Pennsylvania, Alaska, Indiana, Florida, Nevada, Washington, Iowa, and Maryland. Approximately 9 million immigrants, or one in every five, reside in those 15 states. And obviously, they don't speak English. Mexicans and Cubans dominated the influx, followed by those from India and China. Legal immigrants with green cards in the top 15 states were slightly outnumbered by illegal aliens. And I'm telling you, they're voting. As sure as I'm standing here, they're voting, they're voting, they're voting. And I don't mean to tell you I told you so, but Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, the fake Pocahontas, suggests 50% Democrat tax rates, calls Trump tax bonuses crumbs. See, this is what I've been saying about Pelosi and Warren and all these commies. They criticize Trump because he doesn't give you enough of a tax cut. He gave almost everyone in America more money in their paycheck. He gave everybody a cut, and he gave everybody more money, and they complained it wasn't enough, it was crumbs. But they want to raise your taxes. So who cares if it's crumbs? I don't care if you give me back $1.50. That's better than raising my taxes by $10,000. So I'll complain too. $1.50 isn't enough. I wish you'd give me $1,500, not $1.50. Okay. But I'll take $1.50 cut over a $15,000 raise. That's what Democrats are offering you. That's the vision of the future with Democrats in charge. And the other way you could tell the future, the vision of the future, is The View. Just watch the debates on The View. Joy Behar and Meghan McCain, not that Meghan McCain is my type of Republican, because she's not. She's just like her father. But she's still far better than the commies on The View. She clashed with Joy Behar over normalizing socialism. They were talking about Ocasio-Cortez's political popularity and whether or not the rise of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the normalization of democratic socialism will benefit America. And Whoopi Goldberg said, if you're a socialist, tell me that. Don't say you're a Democrat. We don't have the same ideas of what should be happening. That's not true. That's a lie. Joy Behar chimed in saying democratic socialism is very close to liberalism. See, she's telling the truth. Sonny Hostin then detailed some of the issues Ocasio-Cortez plans to encourage. Medicare for all, fully funded public schools and universities, paid family, sick leave, justice system reform, housing as a human right. And Behar said, I approve. But the show's lone conservative, Meghan McCain, said it was making her head explode. She hopes Democrats do run on democratic socialism because they will lose spectacularly. She looks forward to election night if the left runs a radical candidate. She slammed socialism. Quoting Margaret Thatcher, it said, at a certain point, you run out of spending other people's money. She challenged Ocasio-Cortez to name one country that socialism has ever worked in, and for her wealthy supporters to start paying 90% taxes.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is participating in a roundtable with supporters in Kansas City, Missouri. Earlier today, the president spoke at the VFW National Convention.
For more than a century, the VFW has represented American heroes who promoted American values, and they did so with honor. You are the universal symbol of the patriotic pride that beats loudly in every single American heart.
North Korea appears to be headed towards dismantling key facilities at its main satellite launch point in a step toward fulfilling a commitment made by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at his summit last month with President Trump. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo from earlier today.
We've been pressing for there to be inspectors on the ground when that engine test facility is dismantled, consistent with Chairman Kim's commitment.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, Cenogenics, the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love Cenogenics. Just a wonderful company founded in 1997, 21 years ago. Cenogenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. We had my Cenogenics doctor on, I believe it was now 2 weeks ago, about 10 days ago. Dr. Bob Letta from Alaska. He's got his own hunting and fishing lodge in Alaska. And he's one of the great anti-aging doctors in America today. And they assigned it to me. He's my Cenogenics physician. And he has done wonders for me and my body. It's funny, I had my 57th birthday on Friday night. Big party, well attended, lots of big shots in Las Vegas there. And everybody was shocked by how good I looked. They couldn't believe how much younger I looked than the last time they saw me, some of them 5 years ago. They said, how can you be reversing aging? And the answer is Cenogenics. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER. Or register at Cenogenics.com. Don't call if you want to be older. Don't call if you want to be fatter. Don't call if you want to be uglier. But if you want to look good, call 888-YOUNGER. It's as simple as that. You want to look younger, you want to turn the clock back. 888-YOUNGER, Younger. Thank you, Cenogenics. You've done a great job on me. And people can see it right on national TV. I'm getting so many comments. All right, we got our guest here, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, the second New York Times bestselling author on our show today. Scott McEwen was on earlier, the author of Chris Kyle's autobiography, American Sniper, and his new book, Camp Valor. Now we got James Hurston, author and law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, website jameshurston.com. James, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I've missed you, Wayne. You're back from Moscow, I guess.
I was hanging out with Putin. We were planning the demise of America. You know, I always introduce you as a New York Times bestselling author, but we never tell anybody what it is you write that was a bestselling New York Times book. So what was your,
sure.
what was your
well,
big
there's
book,
the,
books?
There's two books. There's Tales from the Left Coast, and there, which was about, you know, Hollywood and politics, and there's one called Hollywood Nation that's kind of a broader book that talks about the influence that the entertainment business has. You know, a lot of people, I think, underestimate the propaganda power of entertainment. Joseph Stalin did not underestimate it. Adolf Hitler did not underestimate it. And today's left does not underestimate it either. So it's very important when we talk about our segment and we pay attention to the Hollywood left, they give us clues as to what the left is up to. And they really do have, you know, a great influence on the thinking of America. Thankfully, not as much as they used to, thanks to shows like yours, Wayne.
You know, I think the influence is less than they think, because I've ridden the tales of Donald Trump to, you know, a very successful, top-rated show in Las Vegas, local radio show, and a national radio show that's now in about 40 markets and growing fast. We're going to have more announcements coming in the next month. We're starting in Chicago this week, this coming week on Monday. And I've got a national TV show that now has Bill O'Reilly four nights a week. I don't know if you know that, but that's entertainment news. Bill O'Reilly's making his comeback on Newsmax TV on my show, the Wayne Allyn Show. Four nights out of every five each week he'll be on, including tonight with his talking points, his famous talking points. And then I've got a huge new book coming out about Trump, and my newspaper column is hopefully soon to be nationally syndicated. I have ridden the Trump wave, man. And meanwhile, the New York Daily News, because I see that's one of your stories, there's my segue, known for outlandish anti-Trump covers, and you know, everything in the Daily News is Trump sucks, Trump sucks, Trump sucks. And they had to axe half their newsroom staff. So when you compare what I've done with how the New York Daily News is doing, it seems to me there's money to be made supporting and championing and defending Donald Trump, and there is not money to be made. You're going down the toilet bowl by attacking Donald Trump. What say you?
Well, it's pure numbers. You know, the tens of millions of people who see through the media and see through the outlandish coverage of the Daily News. You know, Mort Zuckerman sold the Daily News, and there's a company called Tronc that's been running it, and the editor has staffed it with the most ridiculous group of far-left people. There was a video of the people coming out who had lost their jobs. Honest to God, it looked like a flashback to the 60s. this group of you know, hippies.
Like beatniks.
Just weird, weird people that were writing this stuff. And you know, you've seen the irresponsible covers the Daily News has had. And sure, they've gone the same route as CNN, where CNN's audience is smaller than Nickelodeon, really smaller than the Tiddlywinks channel. Nobody watches it. More people watch a test pattern. And we've seen it again with Sacha Baron Cohen, who all he wanted to do was make people who support Trump and people who are right of center look ridiculous. And he fooled some people. But when he had his debut on Showtime, he had an audience of 327,000, which for a cable show like that is miserable, is a flop. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is the big vacuum out there. I'm telling you, one of these days, either the Fox network, somebody else is going to come in there and syndicate a late-night show that's hosted by a Trump supporter. And that show will kill. It will destroy the Jimmys, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel. It will take care of Stephen Colbert. It will make them look minuscule because this massive audience is looking for a place to go. 25 million of them tuned into Roseanne's debut, as we remember. And it's a power out there. And it's because Trump's values and agenda coincide with the majority of Americans. And I say the Americans because, you know, what the left wants to do is replace the voters with non-Americans and have them vote instead.
Yeah, I mean, you know a lot of people. I'm sure you're pretty connected out in Hollywood. Maybe we should be pitching the show Root Herson, okay? That should be the late-night show, Root Herson. So when James Herson bring you the latest news every night for conservatives and the latest comedy and entertainment.
Wayne. We will kick butt if we do that.
We will. We will. Let's talk about some other stuff going on. Disney filmmaker James Gunn fired for offensive tweets including racism, homophobia, sexual assault against children. So tell me about this one. I'm assuming he's a liberal, right? Because homophobia and racism? I don't understand. James Gunn's a liberal, but he hates gays and he's racist against blacks? What does that mean?
Well, he's a liberal. He's a Trump hater. He's been very vocal with his social media account, but some Trump supporters and some people that I even know, they went back and did research on James Gunn, and they found these tweets that he did. It was years ago, but it's sick humor about sex with children. And you just, normal people don't put up tweets like that. So he tried to wipe them out, to erase them in a mass erasure, and people archived them. They sent them over to Disney. And look, what is Disney supposed to do? They just canceled Roseanne's series over one offensive tweet. These tweets were horrendously offensive to every constituent, every American that would tune into a Disney show. And the guy is producing a film project, Guardians of the Galaxy, that draws children. It's you know, it's an adolescent and children kind of show. So they fired him. And ironically and sadly, you know, some of the cast members, and I understand this, they're part of the team. They work with them. James Gunn is a director, and the directors are the, you know, sort of the head of a project, and the actors bond with them. And so they're out there defending what cannot be defended. And so I don't understand this. One of the people that came out and defended James Gunn was Glenn Beck. And I just didn't understand Glenn, and I don't understand Glenn half of the time. And he was talking about freedom of speech and forgiveness. And look, we can forgive. But the problem is, as Ted Cruz has pointed out, Senator Ted Cruz, he said when somebody puts out material like this, there's a very good chance that they have participated in it. And Ted Cruz wants the guy investigated. And, I mean, this is something we as a society all agree on. We want to protect our children, and we will not tolerate the even speech about pedophilia. We won't tolerate it.
You know, when I was the Libertarian, I was on the presidential ticket. I was the vice presidential nominee. I almost won the presidential nomination. And we had a lady, I won't say her name, in the Libertarian Party that was running for the presidential nomination. She had been a lifelong libertarian. She was very famous inside, obviously, inside the Beltway, you know, inside baseball libertarian circles, not in the rest of the world. But at the Libertarian Convention, she was a legend. And she ran against me and Bob Barr. And Bob Barr won the nomination, and he picked me as his vice presidential nominee, and she went away. And all I can tell you is, he believed in the extreme end of the libertarian cycle, which is freedom, 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 no matter what, from everything. And she believed that you have no right to tell someone what to say, you have no right to tell someone what to do, and if a 10-year-old wants to marry a 50-year-old, it's none of your business. And in her mind, there was no such thing as pedophilia, because everybody has free will, and they could do whatever they want. And I ran away from the Libertarian Party so fast when I realized that there were people with those views. It just made me so sick to my stomach. They don't understand. Too extreme.
They're not libertarians, they're anarchists.
Yeah, exactly. Very strange people. Don't go anywhere, James. We'll come back in part two of our interview. We want to talk about Roseanne is back, and we want to talk about The Five. Kimberly Guilfoyle's gone, and there may be a new person who's going to be the new star on The Five, and James Hurston will tell you about it. He's got all the latest Hollywood news and gossip coming up next. Wayne Allyn Root with James Hurston. His website, jameshurston.com. Mine is rootforamerica.com. The show is War Now. Wayne Allyn Root. When we get back, we go to war. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
Is your computer slowing down?
Yep, I guess I need a new one.
Wait before you waste your money on a new computer. Go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that could be putting your privacy at risk. Unwanted pop-ups, errors, or spam not only slow your computer down, they may allow third parties to track your activities. Go to MyCleanPC.com for a free computer diagnostic. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Back with our usual Tuesday afternoon guest, James Hurston. My fans love James because he talks about Hollywood and Hollywood gossip and celebrity stuff, and that's always going to be popular. Ask the readers of the National Enquirer, People, Us Magazine, you name it. Always good stuff. His website's jameshurston.com, but of course he does it from a conservative angle. So does the National Enquirer, by the way. Friends with Donald Trump. That's why they're in trouble. Everyone is friends with Trump's in trouble, right? It's amazing. James, isn't it strange that you have a Republican president, everyone is his friend, everyone who's his friend is in trouble. The friends of Obama are in trouble, the friends of Hillary are in trouble, the friends of Trump are in trouble while Trump is president. Does that make any sense?
Well, it's understandable because we have a deep state, because you can tell that, for example, the Mueller investigation bypasses any direction, any person that would harm the Clintons or the Obamas. Take, for example, what we heard recently in reports that Tony Podesta of the Podesta Group, one of the chief lobbyists for the Clintons, also, by the way, one of the chief lobbyists for Putin's own bank,
right,
involved
the
Russian Uranium
bank, right.
One. Tony Podesta did much the same thing that Paul Manafort did. He has FARA violations where he didn't register as a foreign agent. They're giving him immunity. They're immunizing him, partially to shut him up about the Clintons, but partially also to have him testify against Manafort. And this is what we saw throughout the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server. They were handing out immunity in Comey's FBI, where they were handing out immunity like candy, to, not to get evidence, but to protect and cover up, it seems. So, yeah, the direction of the deep state is to make enemies out of people that are friends with Trump and, of course, the media, always out trying to find dirt on anybody that's a Trump supporter. And that's why I think, you know, to segue into Roseanne, now when we look at Roseanne in context, after Samantha Bee insulted, you know, the president's daughter on the job with a scripted insult, and in the most evil pejorative you could say about a woman, nothing happened. And Whoopi Goldberg throws Jeanine Pirro off of The View. Nothing happens. Joy Behar insults Christians. Nothing happens. Roseanne does a single tweet in the night on her private time, and she calls, according to her own video, she calls the brass at Disney ABC and says, look, I was really wanting to comment on the Iran deal. I didn't know Valerie Jarrett was black, she said. And 40 minutes later, she finds out not only was her series canceled, but she's being called a racist. And that label has stuck on her for the, as far as the mainstream media. And so now what she's doing, and I love this, because she's had television offers, according to her, and I believe that, but she's going to bypass the offers because she wants to be unfiltered. And she's going to do a YouTube channel, put up her own videos. Her son has a video production studio, and she's been filming. She's already put up what could be trailers. And this is going to be fun, Wayne, because an unfiltered Roseanne, is she's going to say what's on her mind. And she's already said this, that the reason she was fired was because she voted for Donald Trump, and that's not allowed in Hollywood. And that's the truth.
Yeah, I never felt that bad for her because she's a very strange and uncouth comedian, you know, and she's not exactly one of us. You know, don't forget, she used to be a big liberal now. Has she seen the light? Maybe. Or maybe she's just kind of a strange hybrid, or maybe she just likes attention. But it's not like, you know, she's Donald Trump. It's not like she's Wayne Root. It's not like she's James Hurston. She's a very strange, foul-mouthed comedian. So I just never felt a great kinship with her or a great, you know, sadness that she lost her job. But having said that, I'll tell you what has always bothered me about Hollywood. I spent a lot of time there. I've produced 3 hit reality TV shows, and I've starred in a bunch of stuff, and I was the lead anchorman at CNBC, and I've been on a lot of sports shows, and it just seems like, you know, almost everyone I meet is the daughter or son of a very rich, famous, wealthy person or a celebrity. You know, it's just very few SOBs, sons of butchers like me, make it in Hollywood. And, you know, I've always been kind of resentful with a chip on my shoulder that, you know, when they're looking for a person to star on The View, they pick Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter. Now I see that you're telling me the person who's in talks to join The View and replace Kimberly Guilfoyle is Abby Huntsman. See, the average person is going to know who the hell Abby Huntsman is. She's the daughter of a billionaire, the granddaughter of a billionaire, and her father's pretty hot, you know what, too, as the former ambassador to China. Now I think he's ambassador to somewhere else, too. So she's another rich kid, right?
Well, yeah, she's a rich kid, but, you know, she's kind of paid her dues working on Fox. She was an anchor during the night. She's done the weekend Fox and Friends. And she's good. She's talented. She's telegenic. So I understand. But the interesting thing is The View is going to have 2 conservatives. Imagine that.
All right. James Hurston, our Hollywood man. Our man in Hollywood. Maybe that's the way to put it. Our man in Hollywood. New York Times bestselling author. Website, jameshurston.com. James, thanks for coming on, as always.
My pleasure, Wayne. Take care.
All right. We'll see you next week. And we'll see all of you in a matter of seconds. I'll be back on Newsmax TV. Bill O'Reilly will join me. We'll be right back.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local...
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.